Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mez.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
Felger and Mez.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, there was one more thing. How the hell did Kyler Murray fake his height at the combine? That doesn't really affect us. Maybe it affects the trade of Josh Rosen.
He's stretching.
But that blew me away when I read that scouts believe that Kyler Murray's height might have been inflated at the combine, which I thought impossible. When you're standing naked in bare feet with just underwear on a scale and a measuring device in front of a room full of scouts, I don't know how you fake your height. But some people think he might have, which is amazing and fascinating. All in one breath. Your calls. Chris in the car on last night's Celtics game. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you? How you doing? Can you hear me okay? Good.
Listen,
thank you. I know. Marcus Smart, you know, turns the ball over. Marcus Morris saves his life. And then he goes to the sideline, and Brad Stevens lays him out. It was awesome. That's what I saw in Brad Stevens, some fire in Brad Stevens. Finally. And also,
okay, did you see that mess?
He did. Stevens yelled at him.
Nice.
Yeah, Stevens did. He yelled at him. He gave him an earful on that, and he was right. And you know what? Smart bugged me last night.
Yes.
And so, for lots of reasons. There was a stage during that fourth quarter, too. He was out top, and he made a pass to the left wing and just kind of flipped it underneath his left arm and looked ahead like it was his cute little no-look pass. It was totally needless styling. Totally needless, which bugs the crap out of me. He had a bad turnover. He yelled at Jaylen Brown. He bugged the crap out of me last night.
Kevin in Bridgewater on Kyler Murray. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing? So he was measured at 5'11 when he played for the Harwich Mariners in 2017. There's also an article in MLB.com by Jane Lee saying he's 5'11", 190. So was this bat boy stretching, you know, his entire career? I'll let you guys...
Yeah, Kevin. And also on the Pro Football Talk story that I read, apparently he measured under 5'10 in August. I don't know for who, Oklahoma or whatever. So those independent measurements, like, why would the Harwich – so he played Cape League ball, I guess?
Yeah.
So why would the Cape League need to measure him?
I don't know, but I feel like all baseball players are inflated.
And I'm telling you, why would they ever need to know his height? I'm sure there was an intern that went around and said, what's your height and weight? And Kyler Murray, because he's – trying to pump up his height, said, yeah, 5'11".
Yeah, put me in as 5'11".
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that one I don't believe for a second.
Me neither.
I couldn't care less what they listed him at his height in the Cape League.
That's why the combine result to me was so important. Because the college can list him at whatever they want. The Cape League can list him at whatever they want. Put whatever you want in the press guide. It doesn't matter.
No, this is like going for your physical.
This is where you go, and in front of everyone, in front of the world. It's on TV. They don't actually televise the weigh-in, do they? But it's in an auditorium with all the scouts and coaches there watching you in your skivvies get weighed and measured. You can't fake it. Now, the weight can be off because you can sit in a sauna for a week and lose weight or pound protein shakes and gain weight. So that, you can't really, you know, what their true playing weight is hard to gauge. The height? How do you dink around with the height?
Apparently, there's ways. I mean, we've taken calls. I've got a rash of emails. There's ways around it, apparently.
So Murray read one. You didn't say it on the air, right, about
no.
the sumo wrestlers?
No, this is the best theory yet, actually.
Go ahead.
Let me pull it up here on the email.
Sumo wrestlers get collagen injections in their head.
Silicone.
Yeah. Because there's height requirements in sumo wrestling, so they get collagen injections in their head.
And it became such a problem in professional sumo wrestling in Japan that they had it banned. Like, this became a thing. Like, a lot of these wrestlers were doing it to make the height requirement.
So, like, some would get fake boobs.
Yeah.
These guys are getting fake foreheads or domes.
Yeah. Domes.
Fake domes.
I got to try it.
I mean, good Lord.
Seriously.
So don't tell me Kyler Murray was doing this.
I told you. I wondered whether you could do something like that on your heels. Like, if it's, you know, especially if it's skin-toned, like, it doesn't change. It doesn't look like you have anything on the bottom of your foot, and it gives you an extra half inch. Oh, I wouldn't rule that out. Who knows what kind of crap you can pull?
How would you walk or run? Because everything would be all squishy.
He didn't walk or run. He didn't work out there, right? He didn't throw.
So just have to...
Paul in Las Vegas on the Kraft case. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're great.
I know you just said don't do that. Sorry. Kraft didn't hire all these people to get himself out of a misdemeanor. I could do that myself. And I'm not a lawyer. I'm a garbage man. So the issue I have is, how far back did this go? Was he cheating on his wife? Is this what he's trying to cover up? Was he cheating on...
Okay, so the cheating on the wife thing now goes back, I don't know how many years. I'm not going there. But these are heavy-duty guys. Heavy-duty lawyers. And now there's three of them. There's like a dream team of them. For really a massage, a misdemeanor massage case at the county courthouse. It's just, that doesn't feel commensurate to the crime or what he's trying to get out of. Like one of them, I mean, look, he wants to weasel out of it. It's obviously, I mean, it's obvious. Find the technicality. He needs three of the guys to do it. I don't know.
Okay, so again, but I want to go back to why does he want to weasel out of it? Because you and I disagreed on this earlier.
Well, you never gave me a reason.
Reason what?
Why he wants to weasel out of it.
Because I think his reputation is important to him, and the idea that he can get this legally expunged would, in his mind, exonerate him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely part of it.
Okay. But so the idea, and the reason I say that is that I don't think that being there for week one is his number one priority. I don't. Because let's say Roger Goodell right now said, Robert, I'm not going to suspend you. You're intact. That's fine. He'll stop.
I think his number one priority is to get as light a sentence from the league as possible. And I think he thinks the way to get the lightest suspension possible from the league, or no suspension, is to have the case dropped. Not guilty, not go to court, but to pressure these guys into actually dropping the charges.
Okay, so again, if the league were to say right now, we're not gonna suspend you, we're not going to discipline you in any way, he would give it up.
Yeah, I think he might. I mean, not give it up, but he wouldn't be doing this.
Okay, I don't think he would give it up. That's what I'm telling you. I don't think he would give it up. I think the idea that he has been cited in a criminal activity, however minor it is, and again, to me, I don't care. Not a big deal. Like, again, he's not the first guy to go in there. He won't be the last. Men will be men. I'm not telling you I would do it, but then I don't get all that rattled about it. But to him, I don't think he wants it. I don't think he wants it connected to him in any way. And Murray might be more right than any of us, which is the video. Like, the idea that video, if that sees the light of day, oh boy, Kraft will suffer more embarrassment than he already has.
Yeah, and with this dream team, you can, you know, strike the fear of God into those people if you say, like, look who I have. And if you want to fight this, or if this tape ever sees the light of day, you're going to end up broke and destitute, because look who I have. So this isn't just some rinky-dink lawyer I have here in this team here. Like, you don't make sure this tape never, ever sees the light of day. I want to see it destroyed in front of me.
I think all that takes is money. Just outbid TMZ. And get the tape. Mike in Groton on the Bruins. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just two quick points, please. Most likely the Bruins are going to be playing the Maple Leafs in the first round. And not because of what the Bruins have done this year or the trade deadline or any of that, but I think it's more, I know you guys brought this up, more pressure on the Leafs, you know, with the John Tavares signing. So I think it's going to be easier for the Bruins this year.
Okay, your phone, I just can't do that phone. How do the Bruins match up against the Maple Leafs, said the comment line.
I don't think it's terribly different than it was a year ago. I think that the Bruins are better on the back end. Toronto's going to be arguably the best forward group in hockey, for crying out loud, when you really weigh it all out. And, you know, you're probably a more well-rounded team, but their firepower scares me.
You should have the advantage in net. It hasn't shown up the last couple times you've played the Leafs. The goaltending's been equally bad on both sides. But you should have a pretty good goaltending advantage in this series. It just never really works out that way. So I still think, I don't know, that still feels like a seven-gamer to me. It still feels like a seven-gamer to me. We got Mark and Bill Rick on Kyler Murray. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk about this quarterback the kid there at the combine. And what you guys are talking about is heightening, and it's wrong. There's nothing wrong being 5'8 or 5'9.
Like, in general, there's not, but being an NFL quarterback at 5'8, 5'9 is not what you're looking for, Mark.
Yeah, but that's heightening. That's wrong. Heightening.
No, well, yes, so yes. The NFL are heightists.
I wonder how many fights that guy has been in.
Heightists. Heightists.
Very good, Murray.
No.
I agree. Little people are people too. People too, Mark.
No. You're people. You're just not NFL quarterbacks.
No, that's right.
The shorts need not apply for NFL quarterbacking jobs. And I am, when it comes to my NFL quarterbacks, I'm a heightist.
Is that guy legitimately agitated?
Did you hear the tone in his voice? Of course he is.
That the NFL is discriminating against Kyler Murray because he's short?
Yes.
And I would say to him,
good.
Yeah. That's sort of part of the deal in that league. Like, yes, I would discriminate against a short guy in the NFL just like I would in the NBA. Sorry, part of the deal.
Jake in Andover. Go ahead, Jake. All-time worst day for calls. It might be an all-time. And the delay. And everyone wants to ask how we're doing. And everyone's phone sucks. And the delay makes me want to throw myself through this window here and just end it. But anyway.
Is that actually a thing, heightening?
The world we live in now, yeah. There was an article in the Globe today. You can't call old people old anymore because the olds get offended now because they're old. Oh, yeah, no. It's the world's going to hell.
So what do you call them, experience?
So wait, the heightening's actually a word.
I'm checking it out right now.
Heightists, I'm sure.
Yeah, so that's. I thought he meant like heightist.
Yeah.
You discriminate against short people.
Yeah that's
heightening. Everyone's got a group now.
Yeah, that's heightening.
Jake and Andover, go, please.
Alrighty, so Josh Rosen, I really, really, really detest against the Patriots even looking at him. One big reason, because even if you say, yeah, he has upside for being a younger guy, he has the attitude of basically Aaron Rodgers and Colin Kaepernick if they had a baby. My test is why are the Patriots not looking to bring back someone like Jacoby Brissett? I know we traded him. He did well. We liked him. He had a decent season with a garbage Colts team. And then Teddy Bridgewater, who's still out on the market trying to prove himself as a redemption story, still has upside. Why aren't they looking at that?
Okay, Bridgewater, I'm in on. Brissett, I don't aim higher. Aim higher than Brissett. I don't think Brissett's ever going to fit what you want to do or should want to do, which is quick release, short ball, get the ball out quick, short possession passing, timing passing, yards after catch, that sort of thing. I don't think he's a really good athlete with a huge arm who'll get back there and sling it. But no, I want to aim higher than Jacoby Brissett. Bridgewater, I don't mind.
No, I like the Bridgewater idea. Yeah, in fact, to me, he was with New Orleans last year, right?
Correct.
I thought that was a great move by the Saints. It's exactly the kind of guy a team like that with Super Bowl aspirations should have as a backup.
We continue with your wonderful phone calls right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At Sport of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Listening to Felger and Nass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It starts with me. It starts with my energy and where I go out there and the way I play.
I'm in mine.
It's my job, my attitude, and with my effort.
It's about me doing this and me doing this.
I'm in mine. You know, being who I'm supposed to be. So that's where I'm great. That's where I love to play.
My attitude and me and my and me, me, my eyes.
It starts with me.
My
energy and where I go out there and the way I play.
With the me, my.
My attitude and my effort.
My.
That's where I'm great.
You know, we all talked about us and we getting together and playing on a string and the connected effort, and it starts with me. He can't help himself.
It starts with me.
By special request. I got some Kyrie calls on the board, so it fits. Hank and Worcester on Kyrie and the Celtics. Go ahead, Hank.
Mike, before I get to Kyrie and the team that wins without him, yesterday you guys were talking about Backus. The guy's just a consummate pro. You know, there's an athlete that uses the word I and me properly. What can I do for the team? What do you need me to do? You know what I mean? He's not going to show up on the stat sheet. He gets into the corner, gets his nose in there. And he's willing to take on the enforcer role, so God bless him. Now to Kyrie, the exact opposite of that. I can't take it. I heard the second half of that press conference. I don't know if I was blocking it out or if the blood in my ears pulled up and I couldn't hear it, but did he actually say I'm great? Did he say I'm great?
Yes, of course he did.
Oh my God. Oh,
that was during the All-Star break.
No, he said it again last night after the game. Two nights ago. Hank, he's insufferable. He's insufferable. And once again, they win without him. And they look good against Golden State. Make no mistake. They all look good. So I'm not saying it was like night and day from the night before. But they don't really miss him in these games. They should. Their ceiling isn't as high. I accept all that. But they don't miss him in these games when he's not out there.
Well, no, and again, look, you know, you see more of a team game. That's what stuck out in those two games right before the break when they played Philly and Detroit, I think it was. Like, the and I don't know, maybe you're onto something with that whole thing of running it through Hayward. Because it does feel like more, it feels like Hayward gets out there and surveys the landscape. Like, does that feel that way when they run the offense that way? He comes off a high pick, he looks around, he sees where the mismatches are, or if he can go to the basket, he does that. Like, the whole thing works better.
So Sal in Lowell sends me the email. I haven't had time to check his numbers because it suits my agenda, so I'm not going to check it. I'm just going to go with it. He says, Mike, I can't let it go. The scoreboard doesn't lie. In Kyrie's last 72 games on the court, almost a full season, it's since last January, the Celtics are 38-34. Without Kyrie, the team is 23-9. He has the Rajon Rondo effect. Teams are worse in his presence. Sal in Lowell. So, just reading you an email. Brandon in Brighton on the Seas. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my phone call. Give me a second. All right, here we go. So, I think Kyrie is getting too much backlash. And Kyrie is taking the backlash for being a leader for the Celtics. He's telling you he wants to be a leader for this team. So, when the team's doing poorly, who is the guy that getting the backlash? Kyrie. So he's there in the media getting all the criticism for how the team is doing bad. He's telling you, I'm going to be the leader. I'm taking the whipping for this team. And another thing is Marcus Smart. He needs to get out the lineup and put Terry Rozier there. Now, he has a better ball creativity than Marcus Smart, averaging more points than Marcus Smart. I think that you should take Marcus Smart out the lineup and put Terry Rozier in there, and there you go.
Okay. I saw them playing a lot together last night. It wasn't an either-or last night. They were out there together.
No, it does happen from time to time. Honestly, I think Smart's better in the team framework. You know, Rozier's got more athleticism, is probably a better scorer, but Smart passes better, sees the floor better.
But the first thing, no, that's this. See, caller, you don't get it. When you're the superstar and the singular superstar, and you put yourself, and rightly or wrongly, probably rightly, on the same pedestal as Kevin Durant and LeBron James, it all comes back to you. That's the whole point. That's the deal. That's the trade-off. You're the guy. When things are good and when things are bad, it starts with you, it ends with you. And that's just it. If that's what Kyrie wants to be, and it is, then he's got to accept that. You've got to accept that. That's the way it works. Period. Story over.
Let me ask you a quick question. When the caller brings it up, what would you say that when LeBron was with Cleveland, what was their offense?
It was basically LeBron and get out of the way.
Right. Give the ball to LeBron, spot up, and if he draws a double team, you get the ball and you make the shot.
Right.
That was the offense. Now you say, what's the Golden State offense? It's not the same way. It's not just give the ball to Durant and Curry and Thompson go spot up. It's not like that. There's more movement. There's more sharing of the ball. All of the above. Like, what I don't get, and I know I keep harping on this, Kyrie doesn't get that. Like, why do you pattern yourself after LeBron? LeBron's team's lost a lot. They lost more than they should have. Like, I don't, that's the part, why isn't someone drilling that into his head?
It's like the Helsinki syndrome. You start to take on the cause of your captor.
Right, as in Helsinki, Sweden.
Correct, exactly. Exactly. Scott in Maine on Kraft. Go, Scott.
You know what's not left in this world anymore is accountability. Robert Kraft, I've already forgotten about the story two weeks ago. And as soon as he comes out lowering up, I'm like, what in the heck are you doing? There's a certain radio host that I really like that took accountability a while back. And I applaud him for that, and I ever will.
All right, Scott, thanks for calling. I don't know if you're talking about me, but whatever. We've all done it. You do something wrong, you admit you were wrong. And I always find it unseemly when, especially when rich and powerful people do it. That's usually the worst of the worst. But anyone who just doesn't own up to a mistake. And it doesn't feel like Kraft still can do it. He can still fight it legally and say, on a personal level, I made a mistake and I own up to my mistake. Like that. And I bet you that's going to happen. How could that not happen? That has to happen. It will happen. That will happen. But this whole look of lowering up and just not taking your medicine, it's just, you don't like it. And, you know, if he wasn't the Patriots owner, you wouldn't like it, Boston. I'm just telling you. If it wasn't your guy, you would hate it. And that's just that.
So this is a really, really loose analogy. But do you remember when Mo Vaughn flipped his car over on 95?
Sure, of course.
Do you remember that?
Coming back from the Foxy Lady.
Right. And it was alleged DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And he got off. Do you remember how he got off?
I don't remember.
Okay. He had had knee surgery like months before, and when the cop asked him to stand on one leg, he couldn't do it. And so in the court, they asked the cop, did you know that he had had knee surgery? And the cop said no. And that was it. Does anyone believe that he wasn't drunk driving?
Of course.
Oh, come on.
I mean, so like, I look at it and say, what are we doing here? Is that what this is about, how to beat the system? Like, to find some cockamamie excuse that no one's going to believe after the fact anyway?
Yes, that's what this is about.
Oh, I hate that.
Joe in Pittsfield. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hey, guys. You know, Big Jim Murray and Maz both hit it on the head today. The whole reason they went with not a jury of your peers, because it limits who sees the evidence, which is the judge. Then you go in with three power broker attorneys, and they get them to throw the evidence out, and charges are dropped, plain and simple.
So you're conflating things. If charges are dropped, it never sees a jury. So you're no. Mm-mm. If Kraft takes it to trial, the tape will be submitted as evidence, and then it becomes a public record, and everyone will see it. So to me, that's a trump card to the prosecutors. And I don't know why this is such a battle anyway. When all you have to do is plead no contest, and they drop the charges. Like this, this case is never a battle, ever. And for anyone else, because you plead no contest, you accept responsibility, they drop the charges. That's how it works. And that's how it would work here. But Kraft is lawyered up and doesn't want to go there. So if I'm the attorney, I'd say, fine. I'll see you in court. And we're going to have to submit the tape because that's going to be our case. And that'll become part of the public record. Nothing we can do about it,
so
Robert.
Maybe these are all intimidation tactics then. You bring in, you know, these attorneys and these high-powered people. And
that's what it feels like to me. It just feels like so much for so little.
I mean, so again, now it becomes who's going to blink. But your point's a good one, that if you're on the process, you know, if you're the prosecution, you're looking at it saying, okay, fine.
Let's
go to trial.
What do those guys have to lose? That they had a bad case, or that someone did bad police work, or there's something technical with the investigation that was unconstitutional? All right, fine. It's dismissed. I go back to my crappy $65,000 a year job in this courthouse. I've lost court cases before. I'll lose them again. What big deal? Well, how could I? Like, no skin off my nose, Robert. Meanwhile, we went to court and the tape's out or whatever. Like, I mean, I just don't know what they really have to lose down there. And so I'm like that would be my approach if I were down there. I don't know. Tommy in Connecticut on the Celts. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? So actually, it's not about the Celtics. I actually had a somewhat random trivia question. Was interested to see how you guys responded.
Please go, for the love of God, go.
Okay, sorry. So endorsements not included. Who do you guys think is the highest earning NBA player of all time?
Probably LeBron James, or LeBron. Okay. I don't know, LeBron.
All right, so I'll go Shaq.
Murray?
Yeah, I don't know. Michael Jordan.
Jordan's actually way down the list because of inflation. It's actually KG. KG is number one, followed by Kobe, then Shaq. The list is actually really interesting if you care to look at it ever, but kind of off the grid. Sorry about that.
Okay, no, don't apologize. Or do, because there's nothing to do with anything anyone's talking about.
At least he apologized.
Really should have been a question for tomorrow.
We should start demanding more apologies for crappy calls and bad phones. And
today's been an all-time
pleasantries.
Man.
Unbelievable today. What's in the freaking water today?
You guys are heightists. Are you heightening?
I think what people should do, actually, instead of giving us a greeting that we don't want, before they start, they should apologize to us and then go. You think I'm joking. I'm serious.
But we'll dip right back in the pool after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
At Quick Sport of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Morris, inbound, safely to Gordon Hayward. Hayward, half court, 6 seconds to go. Hayward, left-hand dribble drive, gets near the cup, hangs in the air. Touch shot is good. 2 seconds to go. Buddy Hield fields it, but before he can, Dave Yeager calls the timeout.
Wow.
Bealitza will trigger the inbound. All eyes on Buddy Hield. 4 seconds on the count. It's in to Barnes. Deep three. No good. And the Celtics win the ball game.
Wow.
You want to talk about a character building exercise over the last 27 hours for this basketball team. After everything they have been through, they lay waste to the defending world champion Golden State Warriors in Oakland. And tonight, on the second night of a back-to-back, they outlast the playoff hopeful Sacramento Kings, and Gordon Hayward is right in the middle of everything on both nights. The final score, Boston 111, Sacramento 109.
Okay, Sean Grandy last night with the call here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Speaking of Gordon Hayward, Larry in Dorchester wants to weigh in. Hi, Larry.
Hey, I like Hayward, his movement. I think that was his best move, I think, for the whole season. You see how he pushed off on that left leg. I think his confidence is building a little bit. He's driving to the basket a little bit more than he was during the regular season. And I think to the key to Celtics going deep, Hayward, Tatum, and Kyrie.
Okay, babe. The confidence is clear from the first shot he took in Golden State. So I just, as I said, I think Hayward, just guessing that Hayward is, when they reset this thing on the way out there, that they determined Hayward's going to become more of a prominent piece. We're not going to bury him. We're going to see what we can get out of him. You know, it's going to be more of a team thing, and Hayward's going to be a part of that. And I don't know, maybe he just fed off that. Oh, that or someone clocked him in the eye on the plane, which I'm still sticking with.
What you thought happened yesterday. It's encouraging, but we saw this in two-game spurts before, specifically right before the All-Star break, where I thought it was more impressive in the game against Detroit, where he gets to the line eight times, he's aggressive in the paint, he's going to the hoop. It's like, okay, this is the real Gordon Hayward here. And then he turned back into a timid pumpkin. So it's been two games. It's encouraging. I need to see more.
So those two games before the break... No Kyrie.
Of course.
Right? I mean, so maybe that's where the real impact is happening, that Hayward's not the same guy when Kyrie's on the floor. Maybe they appealed to Kyrie. Maybe you're right.
Here's Carlos in Taunton. What do you got, Carlos?
Yeah, about the Hall of Fame. You know why Kraft learned up? He's protecting his image for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I think the Hall of Fame voters, Carlos, are going to treat it just like NFL owners are, which is... Whether you're guilty or innocent in the court, or whether they drop the charges or don't, what's happening here is that we're going to make our own determination on your behavior. And it's not going to cost him the Hall of Fame. Whether he's guilty, innocent, charged, it's a misdemeanor. And they don't even factor that in anyway. O.J. Simpson's in the bleeping Hall of Fame. There is no morals clause in football. So it's a non-factor. So if the charges are dropped, then... You know, if voters were going to make him wait 2 years, maybe they make him wait one. If the league was going to suspend him 6 games, maybe it's 4. Right? I just think getting those charges dropped are going to help him on the margins and nothing more. And in the course of it, it's a horrible look. So are those 2 extra games or that 1 quicker year to the Hall of Fame worth, you know, looking unsavory or like you're trying to bully your way around with money and influence and lawyers? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is for him. Maybe it's not. It wouldn't be to me.
So I think there's backlash on that sort of thing. I think it breeds resentment among some people, and any, you know, some fans might say, oh, that's great. He's just another rich guy who throws his money around and gets what he wants. But I do think the more Murray mentions it, that video, he doesn't want that video to see the light of day.
So he needs the dream team for the video?
For
intimidation more than anything else.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, Mike. The only way he could be more embarrassed than he is right now is if he shows up naked on the internet.
Yeah, no, I know. That's not a good look. I understand that. I just don't know why you need 3 of those guys to do that. To me, it feels like you outbid TMZ. I don't know how that's a legal thing because those things get leaked behind the scenes anyway. Like, they're almost never legally leaked. Someone has access to it and a chance to make a bunch of money, and so... They give it over to TMZ. That's how it happens.
So, like, I'd have to think about this.
So his lawyer, I'm sorry to cut you off again. His lawyers can go and get this court order, that court order, can threaten this, threaten that. But if the wrong person gets it and wants to make some money and has a way to do it, I don't know how you prevent it.
Well, so that's true. So, again, I'd have to really think about it, and I don't know. But, like, is there a difference between a hotel security video getting leaked and an actual police video?
Absolutely.
That's part of a sting.
There's no question that's different.
Okay, so this is my point. If a police video gets leaked, which is what this thing is, doesn't that open you up to a pretty major lawsuit if you're the law enforcement?
Yes, sure.
I mean, it's one thing if it's a hotel, like, well, you know, we got a rogue employee here. We got a renegade who is running around leaking this stuff. What do you want us to do? We don't even know who has it. But if it's law enforcement, holy crap, is that a sticky situation?
Yeah, okay. I don't blame him on that front. As long as Kraft is willing to accept the charges and accept responsibility, the tape shouldn't come out. The tape only comes out if Kraft lawyers up and fights it and actually tries to get off on a technicality, in which case, if I'm prosecutors, I'm saying, fine, let's just submit all the evidence and see where it falls.
Right, we're happy to wait it out and go to trial.
But if Kraft is willing to accept the charges, then that video shouldn't see the light of day. I'd be with them on that, except his lawyer is saying we categorically deny doing anything illegal. So that's not the stance that he's taken. That's not what I've seen. Anthony and Hingham. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, guys. I think you hit it right on the head. It's definitely fishy, like TMZ coming up with a video. That tells me that the video isn't going to come out. This tells me that Kraft is... This story of human trafficking came out a couple months ago, 9,000 businesses or whatever. No one talked about it. No media outlets talked about it. And then all of a sudden, so I kind of see Kraft as a
you know, kind of a puppet, and this video is being used against him because they need the public to talk about this, a certain group in the government, a certain guy
How's the video being used? There's no video yet. It's not being used against him.
No, but you do acknowledge that his inclusion in the case.
They're using Kraft's name to publicize the case.
Yes.
You bet.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So, no, listen, I think it's in a lot of ways you could say it's smart.
So, treating Kraft as some sort of victim.
And at the end of the day.
Give me a break.
See, this is the part that people don't get by.
He had to go to that creep show of a place.
Bingo.
Two straight days.
He went. He left himself open to be used against. You know, used as part of the case.
Good
God. He left himself open and vulnerable that way.
John in the car. Hi, John.
Oh, hi. I hope you're ready for the best call of the day. Get your tinfoil hats ready. This has to do with Kraft. I think he's definitely, he obviously did the deed, but it's, I believe that, I mean, who's incredibly petty and has a lot of power and owns a golf course in Jupiter, Florida, and doesn't really like Colin Kaepernick? And doesn't like that Kraft was probably saying bad things about him over the last 2 years. I think there's a possibility. There's another really rich, petty white guy who wants to see his old friend, you know, just get really embarrassed. And maybe the other NFL owners really don't care either.
There's plenty of owners who probably aren't shedding a tear for Robert. But you think Trump set him up? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, I think that's where he was going.
That's a little much. Little much. Darren in Brighton on the Celts. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, a previous caller said that you should sit Marcus Smart and throw Terry in the start lineup. I disagree with that. I think you need Smart out there. You need a grinder type of guy like him with his grit and his hustle and his defense. If I'm going to make any changes to the starting lineup, I don't know why Brad hasn't done this already. You got to sit Morris. Morris is a savvy vet. He's better coming off the bench, in my opinion. You got to throw Gordon out there. I'd even throw Jaylen Brown out there instead of Morris.
Okay, these guys agree.
I mean, I've been saying for weeks since they've come back from the All-Star break, it should have been done sooner because he's gone into a dark hole when it comes to chucking threes. 11 last week against Washington, granted a win, and 3 of 8 last night, which I know, and I was getting chirped out on Twitter. I'm like, okay, 37%. Well, that's above the mean. It is typically better. It's still, there's too many ill-advised threes from Marcus Morris. And how about his numbers with it last month? 27%? He ain't afraid to keep chucking, just like Marcus Smart. But he's not what he was in the first couple of months of the season, where he's keeping this team afloat, and he's the second-best player behind Kyrie Irving. He's turned back into a pumpkin. He should not be in the starting five.
I mean, if I'm Stevens, I'm going hot hand there. And right now, Brown's playing better, so I go Brown. And like
for a while now with Brown, too.
Yeah, and it's been a couple of months at least, maybe closer to three. And so, like, I don't know. I do think, though, that Stevens at the end of these games is doing more mixing and matching than we realize.
Yeah, Brown's out there at the end.
So, like, you know, that play we were talking about last night when Marcus Smart started airing out Brown and then caught himself. They called timeout. They went to the bench. When they came back on the floor, Brown was on the bench. So Stevens clearly didn't love it either. But then they were basically going offense, defense there with a couple of guys on different trips down the floor. Hayward was coming up for defense.
Paul in Maine on Kyrie. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys, you haven't been paying attention to little Bronny, Kyrie. He told you why he's not playing. He can't handle the cameras. It's too intense for him. He needs a mental break from time to time. After all, he's redirecting a horror movie, for crying out loud.
Okay. I don't think that was it. I think it was a scheduled day off. You know, they're just, you know, again, this is common in the NBA. The big-time superstar gets those maintenance days, and Kyrie, as we've come to learn, is one of those big-time guys who gets them and expects them and is fragile to boot, so back-to-back nights, he sits.
But from the top of the organization down to Stevens, down to the fans, you have a right to be pissed to not see him play in these games down the stretch here. Did you need to play in the All-Star game? That's when you had your opportunity to actually get rest, so you'd be ready to play down the stretch so you can improve your seating. You need home court if you think you're going to go deep. But he says, it doesn't matter, we'll get to the playoffs, we can just flip a switch.
Oh, it's wretched. It's wretched. The optics of going
to he should not be missing any games at this point in the season.
Playing the All-Star game, but not last night. Just putrid. But that's it. You sold your soul for this guy. And that's the kind of thing you're going to get.
See, I almost view them as separate things. I have no problem with him sitting on the second night of a back-to-back. But don't go to the All-Star
Right, game. Of course.
Like, you know, to me, the All-Star game thing was irritating. They want to sit him last night, second night, back-to-back? Fine. No problem. I want him in the playoffs, too, and I want him healthy.
Brian in Boston on Ainge. Go ahead, Brian.
Why do you take calls from Maine? Can we just annex Maine to Canada at this point? my point was Celtics and Danny Ainge. I think he has something up his sleeve. Kyrie's the piece. Do you think there's any possibility that they acquire Davis and then they make a run at Durant and have Kyrie, Durant, Davis? Is there any way that can happen with...
Yeah, they'd have to get
I don't know how
on...
the money...
Right. They'd have to take on... So they'd have to get rid of Hayward and or Horford. And no one's taking Hayward right now. Sorry, even after those two good games, he's still damaged goods and a bad contract. And, I mean, I think, Jimmy, I don't know, you could do that on the back of a cocktail napkin if you want, but I think it's a pipe dream. I don't think these guys want to be here. I don't think Kyrie wants to be here, never mind now Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis, who wants to be a Laker. Like, why do we keep trying to shoehorn these guys in here when they have given no indication that they want to be here?
Yeah, I'm not even sure you could pull it off.
Durant had a chance to be here.
Because I think the easiest way for them to get Durant is for him to opt in and basically do a sign and trade. In which case, you know, you got to make, like, I just don't, and you have to trade for Davis, obviously. So how many people are you going to trade? Now, I know Golden State wouldn't require as much because he'd be leaving there anyway, blah, 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 blah. But I don't think it's realistic.
Scott in the car, quickly, final word on our callers today.
Hey, today's been the perfect day of, since light travels faster than sound, people appear bright until they speak. Oh, do these people realize they have a better chance of hitting the Mega Millions, the Mass Cash, and Lucky for Life all on the same day than getting past your call screeners? And then they get in here and they're like, hey, guys, how's it going? What's up? You think he's too tall? What do you think he's doing, right? I'm on 495 listening to these people. My take is gone, my original take. I'm in the lane. I'm trying. Big decision. Do I stay in my lane or do I hook a right and hit the pond? But the ice is too thick. I'll end up just spinning out and landing in someone's backyard. These people suck. And you guys can't say this, so I'm saying it on behalf of all the callers. You guys suck today.
The perfect way to end the show.
Oh, no, we can say it. I've called the caller sucky before. I'd be happy to do it again.
No, it was a bad day.
I mean, it happened at the Super Bowl once, and when the Atlanta Super Bowl, in fact, I remember vividly. The callers that day, they sucked. I still remember. I was traumatized by that.
Clearly.
Today, I told you, I remember it vividly. I could tell you, I was sitting there right next to you saying, the callers today sucked. This one is up there. This might be in the top five of worst caller days we've ever had. The callers today, so I'll say it, thanks to the last caller. To everyone but him, you sucked today. You sucked.
Final word comes your way next.
Felger and Maz.
At Fitz Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Mass's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Mass, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices.
Nobody.
And great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nope.
Two pieces of sound to get to. First, let's hear from a caller who spins a tale from Las Vegas in the 90s. Mm-hmm. When he was probably sitting around at the Spearmint Rhino when this professional athlete came in.
Bob in Hyannis. Yes, Bob, what do you got?
Hi. I lived in Vegas for 25 years, and it was in the spring of 1995, and I was in a gentleman's club, and I was a bodybuilder, and Mike McGuire came over to me. And it's called stacking. I thought you might find it interesting. He didn't say don't say anything to anybody. I thought it was very strange.
Okay, Bob. It was that one. Thank you. That you're in a strip club in Vegas, and I'm going to assume Bob was, you know, built like a brick house.
Yeah. Sure.
And because he was stacking steroids.
No question.
And but so the most famous baseball player in the league just saunter over to you, the muscle head in the strip club, and ask him about stacking steroids.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you lift? Like, what do you do?
How much you bench?
I'd like to thank those of you that hung in there. So let's get your calls. Caller, you're on. How much you bench?
Glad you guys got that reference back there. Then we have this. Who needs Mike Thomas as program director of this fine radio station? We have Mike in Springfield.
Yeah, we get the callers.
Mike in Springfield, what do you got on the bees?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Mike. What do you got? We need to reset our rules. No pleasantries, especially when we're on delay. Especially when we're on remote and there's a delay. It's clunky. We're fine. You're fine. You don't need to thank us. Just get right to the take, right. Please.
Okay,
go ahead, Mike.
Why do you guys always talk about the Patriots? Why don't we talk about the Bruins and Celtics? It's winter. It's March. The hockey players are the most down-to-earth athletes in the world. The playoffs are the best. Why do we talk about the owner going to get a massage?
Because that's kind of an interesting story. Do you have a Bruins thought for me to talk Bruins?
Yeah, I do. I'm a season ticket holder to the Boston Bruins. I'm a season ticket holder to the Boston Celtics.
What's your hockey point?
The hockey point is you got the hottest team in Boston right now, hottest team in hockey, and we're talking about crap. Why?
Okay, he's just calling to complain about what we're talking about.
No, he wants to program the show.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say, you know what, Jimmy, when he calls back, get his name. We'll put him on the email chain in the morning, and we'll let him program the show.
If you want to talk hockey, that's the wrong approach. Call up and give me a hockey take, and we'll talk hockey. That's why I put you up, to talk hockey.
No, I think we should add him to the email chain. That's what I think.
I'm as willing to talk hockey as anyone, probably more than anyone. So call up and talk hockey. Everyone else does it. We spent over 2 hours on hockey yesterday.
Yeah, how come you guys don't talk hockey? All you want to do is talk about the...
It was that kind of day. And those were two of the better calls.
Yeah, no, those were in the top 10 for sure. Really. No, Jimmy, what's that guy's name again? Scott in Weymouth?
Scott in Springfield.
Yeah, whatever.
Mike in Springfield.
Whatever. Just next time he calls him, get his email. Get his email. Add him to the email chain and tell him wait for your email, Jimmy, in the morning, and then he can hit reply all in the first reply and get us rolling. He can direct us. Okay, make sure you get that guy's email. I want to make sure we're headed in the right direction. Please, the caller.
So good.
Felger and Maz. At Fast Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.